Commissioner on the 18th, December 13th, 2016.
What's this that you have? Where'd that come from? Is that back there?
Where?
Oh.
You get distracted.
What would you do without me?
Yeah, I gotta get the whole story.
We can knock this thing out and nothing flies.
Let's do it. I like that.
Let's do it.
I make a motion with adjourn.
Overruled. The December 13th meeting will come to order. You have the agenda in front of you. Any changes you'd like made to the agenda? If not, have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? And approval of minutes for November 15th. Any changes you'd like to make to the minutes? If not, have a motion to approve the minutes.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? The November 15th minutes are approved. Our business this evening is centered around the housing recommendations. In front of you, you have a draft of some of the content in the annual report. The housing recommendations are on pages 4, 5, and 6. This is our last look at them. And unless there's something major we'd like to change with them, we need a motion to make it official.
Are we making a motion or of just the recommendations or the whole annual report?
Just the recommendations.
Okay, okay.
So, Marjorie, what we're looking at 4, 5, and 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Particularly 5 and 6, I think, Chuck, where the recommendations are.
That's correct.
I guess I would like to kind of the major findings that are on 5.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you could go and, I mean, there's so many major findings. I don't know how you could kind of, I mean, if we could have categories of major findings or something, I don't know. I don't know. It just seems like we should have more there. You know, and I know that over here, where did I see that? Oh, out of the speakers, highlights.
Mm-hmm.
We have, there's some stuff there as far as living costs and all of that kind of thing. Remodeling costs.
Could you have Chuck somehow a reference in this section to that there are
just numerous findings
that you will find described in the from the speakers?
Something, you know, but
obviously worded better than that.
That's all. But of course, that's just me.
Policy directions are well written. They make sense, and the marketplace ideas, they are very concise. I agree with Chuck that there's so many things, but I like the fact that we're focusing on these, and these were themes that came up several times. So I like
them. I yeah, but I've got a little bit of a problem under major findings, number three, what the public wants does not converge with what the industry provides. Empirical evidence suggests that's not exactly correct. Do we have any statistics that show that?
Maybe we could just rework that so that it's not just kind of a wishy-washy statement, but something like the building industry is not providing for the needs of the aging population. It's not providing
houses.
Appropriate housing.
Yeah, appropriate, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, appropriate housing is not being provided. Not currently being provided by the industry.
I probably had three of those conversations in the last week. I can't find a house that
bet
works.
You can. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen with that number?
It's just goodness, yes.
And you're just talking to a few people.
Yeah. What we're talking about is that people want one-story homes that are accessible, easy to get around in, and so forth, and they can't find it because everybody's building two-story boxes like they've been building for the last 50 years.
And they've been selling like hotcakes.
And also some of that has to do with not only is it not being provided, but we're the codes for today do not move the construction elements along as they need to be also. Something like that. I don't know.
Well, I like the suggestion that just industry does not provide for the needs of
the appropriate. The thing that Marion said was good. How did you say that again?
Yeah.
after four tries, I think I came up with something. Now I have to go back and rethink it.
Just pretend you're on trial. What did you say?
I'd be the worst witness ever. So what we want to say then is that appropriate housing for the aging population is not currently being provided by the industry.
I'm cut it down a little bit, but that's
by right. The building
we're
industry.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. The industry does not currently provide homes that are appropriate for an aging population.
Yeah, exactly.
In the number that we need, I think we need to somehow incorporate that, the quantity of housing that's needed, because we're going to be going in there talking about how many people are becoming of an age, retirement maybe, that they need this kind of housing.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, the problem if somebody asks you that question. How many do you think you're going to need?
Yeah, the person in the audience will need to hear that.
Oh, yeah. That could get us into a little bit of a problem, because what they are going to ask you then is, what number are you thinking about?
I think we have that number, mm-hmm. don't we, Bill?
And I don't think they'll ask. I don't think they'll drill down.
I don't think they'll drill it down, but I'm just.
But we get back to that silver tsunami, our favorite little saying.
I do think if somehow in this section we can refer to the fuller findings that are
the monthly
that
findings,
come out,
yeah.
Yeah, in each month's mm-hmm. thing.
Okay, what if
will,
we
because
if
that's
we take
where you
these
find
ideas.
What Chuck was talking about. There are so many of them. Well, yeah, they're here.
Yeah, they're listed.
Yeah.
What if we
listed.
Take these ideas and go back, rewrite it, send it out to everybody?
We're pretty far along with the process as far as what the PIO office is working on and this language and how we need to change it. We can change it some, but I don't think we can do a major reworking.
Just of these 4 points.
Really, just that one point is what we're talking
yeah,
about,
we're
that third
just
one.
The one point. And it's not like this is going to be our only chance with this. I mean, we want this to be as good as we want it, But when we have our joint meeting with the counselors, I think we can really, and that'll be our next conversation, is what do we really want to highlight with them?
Do we have enough to take care of the 0.3 currently after what we've talked about?
I believe so. We also have a citation format.
A what?
A citation.
Citation?
Yeah, citing some reference, you mean?
Right. There is documentation and that our speakers brought
right.
this forward, and so we have...
Is that on?
No.
No. Yeah, pages 14, 15, and 16 have a lot of the, you know, and 17
yeah.
have a lot of the additional references.
Right, so there's data that supports that.
We all know that, and it's not that we're questioning the data, we're just questioning the wording. We want it to be clear so that it's easily understood. Because the way that we have it written here is just kind of nebulous.
Well, it says the public. We're not identifying the public by demographics or age. We're just saying the public in general. The public in general are sucking up these two-story houses like pancakes.
Sure.
And I think that's inconsistent with that.
It's the aging population.
Yeah.
That's what
there,
you
that's
have to
where
say
the demand
that.
Is.
Yeah. Your
right.
statement's good, Marion, that, you know, the building industry is not providing housing that is appropriate for an aging population.
Yep.
So can we reword that, number 3?
Just put that in instead of this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Add and delete. On number 4, then... when we talk about incorporating accessible elements in new construction, it's easier. It's more than easier. It is going to provide us with the most practical and cost-effective means than remodeling.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I think that not just easier, but the affordable is
yes.
a huge issue.
We don't have affordable in here in other places. Let's put it in there. It's more affordable rather than easier.
Easier and more affordable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cost effective,
yes.
Yeah.
We're all about that. Everyone is.
Yes.
Okay. Other than that, I think it's great.
I make a motion to move approval for the recommendations in the annual report.
As amended. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is approved. For the meeting with our joint meeting with the counselors, and you've done joint meetings with the counselors, so that's our next topic. I think the main thing we want to emphasize, if I'm hearing you right, is our housing recommendations. We have a responsibility to also speak to some of the things we've also done relative to our aging readiness plan. And those, there's a list of those later. But I think the bulk of our time we want to spend on housing recommendations. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I'm thinking, in terms of it's a PowerPoint or whatever, we probably want to start with some information. There'll be new people. That may not be aware of all of the stuff. A little bit on, you know, the Council on Aging, perhaps something about the Aging Readiness Plan, then about the housing summit. I mean, the housing focus that we've had, and the I don't know how much we want to go into the 10 speakers, but the major findings for sure, policy directions, and then there's other activities like what. Our impact and the advocacy we've done and the speaking, and that's all in this. So I kind of saw it like playing out following the report in a fashion.
I think that's a good idea. We need to have some talking points that we've distilled prior to the meeting.
And the thing we really, really want to focus on are these four recommendations.
So in the joint meeting, Bill, and Kim, you've done some of those presentations. Are there questions from the council?
Yes, and they didn't tend to, well, that's not necessarily true. There were some that were relatively specific, but we didn't have this kind of ammo. And because we are coming with so much background and so much specificity ourselves, I suspect that we will get all kinds of questions. And so I would be prepared to say, you'll find this here, this there, to keep bringing people back to the document. Because I think that, you know, we've done our homework. It's here.
The document speaks for
itself. Yeah, it speaks for itself. Yeah.
That's good. Other thoughts?
This is a different group. Remember when the two times I did it, we just had the three people. We
didn't have the brand new.
Two people are brand new. That's right. Exactly.
So kind of back to your point, provide a context who we are and what is our responsibility,
right.
What are we supposed to do?
I mean, one of them was there long before we were. One of them started all this.
And then kind of the ending could even be the, we won't have had the summit by then, but that kind of is the culmination, and that's, you know, they already know that that's happening, but we might want to mention that as well.
We may want to mention what the focus is next year.
You know, Marjorie, one of the things that I would, per that meeting I had with Mark, however long ago it was, a month or so ago, and he said, yes, it is true. Your task is to advise us as to things we should be thinking about in relationship to aging population in Clark County. So I would somehow say that. We realize that our task is to advise you of the critical issues that are before us to make aging in Clark County the very best possible. And in relationship to housing, we realized we needed to narrow it down to one thing each year, and our topic this year has been housing, and it's been overwhelming, and we could do it for years. But here are the four absolute key things that we really want you to be considering and figuring out how you can bring it into your approach to county governance. And I think that this is the first time that we will have done what we were ever intended to do. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Advise.
Oh, yeah.
Truly advise.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I think not only are we drilling in way more than we've ever done before, you know, with being more specific and with outcomes and all of that, you know. we are also really, you know, and I could just go and see a question being, well, why did you pick housing? Out of the seven things or six things in the readiness plan, why did you pick housing? So that's a question that I think we really need to go and answer, you know, because we really thought that housing really ends up being kind of a core issue as far as aging in place.
Now that's the easiest question of all to answer.
Yeah.
Because we have an aging population that's growing at 80%, 7% of our age in place.
I think for us, we're so. You know,
I hope we get that question. Marjorie will just boom, you know, knock it out of the park.
I mean, yeah. Say it in yes, and we all know it's the one.
But that's a softball.
But I think that's going to be, you know, kinds of questions we're going to go and have.
Well, I think we welcome their questions.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
That's going to be the best part of this, is what they ask us, not what we tell them. I mean, what we tell them will get started, but their questions will really...
I'll tell you, I don't know this, but Chuck and I were in a meeting where one of the people who will be on that council could say, well, do you expect this actually to be in code? And she, or he, doesn't want that at all. Well, the market will drive it, to which Chuck said, well, how's that worked for the ADA over the last 25 years? Not well.
Well, and our response is we cannot put it in code, but they can, and that is their decision and their discussion to take it further.
Yeah.
We're just highlighting the need.
Yep, the need, and however you facilitate that.
I think also that we can cite examples, have a citation of examples about that too, because other communities have done that.
Yes.
And talk about how that's actually worked for them.
Even that tax break thing,
tax
for
credits,
remodeling.
State tax credits and county tax credits, have been, just this last year, developed in a number of places.
And those are the carrots. The requirements will be viewed as a stick, as Bill said. Mm-hmm. The city of Austin, when they passed the requirements, that was a 6-1 vote, where the mayor was the only dissenting vote.
Just remember, Austin is Portland.
Austin is Portland, that's right. Keep Austin weird,
it
too.
It is not Clark County.
Yeah, Texas doesn't always claim
it. Yeah, the funny thing was, I didn't realize
they started
that.
Keep Austin weird. Portland stole it from them.
I thought it was Texas. Oh my gosh, yeah, they're conservative there. Let me pick that example.
Not Austin.
Let me give another example then.
Good.
Your job.
Let's hear it.
Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta, yeah, they've been doing
but
it.
But I think what you're talking about for examples, they're in our citations here.
I saw that.
From there. Yeah. So those are
again. And how many of those very diligent people are going to be looking up all of the citations, wondering.
Well, I think I know a couple of them.
Yeah, being one that always looks up citations, I know that I don't have a lot of brothers and sisters that are working on that. But yes, thank you for the excellent reference section.
Yeah, no
kidding. It is very good.
No, this is awesome. I didn't notice it, but yes.
In fact, those are the ones that are on our website that we've collected for the great day.
Yeah, Concrete Change is great. That's
Concrete
a great
Change
website.
Major, that's an excellent one.
No one from the Supportive Services Committee is here, but I observed it. So just an update on that. The committee did put an order to those so that for next year, beginning in March, there will be a progression of them. And a news release will go out in January or February outlining what our topics are for next year. And then in our work sessions throughout the year, we'll talk about the panelists and so on and who those people are. So that's kind of where that stands. Any questions on that?
Yeah. Marjorie, was there, the housing task, the housing work group, we have a number of people that was all involved in that, and for many years. But did they go outside to other organizations and
The initial meeting, and Bill sat in on that one as well.
It was almost all outside organizations.
It was being our partners, as outlined, in our aging readiness plan.
They were doing, Chuck, was they were recommending topics and potential people who could handle those topics. And what we realized very quickly is that, like with housing, supportive services could be a 5-year study.
Yeah.
Because we had three topics per, or four, we're going to do a panel, And then as we start talking about this, good grief, how do you deal with senior suicide in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Or whatever the issue happened to be. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, what's the word I want for it? Telehealth.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. And so I don't know how they changed in that last meeting. I was not able to make it, but they were going to probably make it.
It was just Allie and Don.
They were going to expand it a little bit.
I think they went through, well, thanks to Jackie, she sent out a summary of what was discussed that day. Then the committee said, well, these areas still work pretty good. We need to get some more definition. We talked about who potential speakers would be. And I think to a person on the potential speakers, we asked the question, has anybody seen them or know them or seen them present? So the next step, as I understand it, is to continue to work with the partners and identify some people. And there was some pretty powerful names that came up.
Well, they need to bring that to this group.
Yes.
So we can all wade in on
that. That's exactly the next step, yeah.
Before anybody's nailed down.
But I think we need to get names
with
categories, But yeah, I think, unlike the Housing Committee, I think the bulk of the work with supportive services is intended to be done within the work sessions. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's good. Good.
So, are there any comments from the public?
You might, Marjorie, you might read for them what our policy directions are going to be, so they have some idea what we're talking about.
The bold.
They have them?
It was, yes.
Okay. Great.
So thank you for sharing part of your December with us.
For those of you who are new, for us, through a series of meetings that we have had over the last year, we narrowed down 4 key things that we feel that our county counselors should really pay attention to going forward. And these 4 things are what they are. The first one being encourage the construction of new single-family homes that can accommodate all residents and visitors, regardless of age or ability, by the inclusion of these design features. Then it tells what they are. So you don't have to go up steps. You could roll right in a wheelchair. The doorways are wide enough to get into the bathroom, to get around the house in, if you should need to have a wheelchair, or if you should need grab bars, or whatever. And those are rarer than hen's teeth right now. They're really hard to find. The second one is recognize that the most practical and cost-effective means of providing visitable housing to meet the projected need is with new construction. So we know that. Most people don't feel that they can afford to buy a new house or build a new house. Well, that's not necessarily the case, but it all depends. What's the third one? Can you move that? Increase neighborhood functionality, connectivity, and accessibility with a combination of pedestrians, cars, bikes, and public transportation. As it is right now in Clark County, in most neighborhoods, they are not sidewalked well. So if you want to go out for a walk, you might be on a sidewalk for 1 block and then weaving in and out of cars for 3 blocks. And to try to get to a source of public transportation, you take your life in your hands. And the same thing that is true for people who are aging is true for people who are young, who are pushing a stroller. They don't want to go in and out of cars. And so these recommendations are for far more than just an older population.
And Bill, with that, just the other day, for you all, I was on a street that did not have sidewalks. And a school bus came down the street and stopped, and the lights flashed and all of this and everything else. And so I sat there, and so probably about 10, 12 kids got off that off the school bus. Where did they go? They were walking down the street. You know, they were walking down the street because there was no place to go. It was muddy along the street and everything, and that was the only place that they could go. You know, and I didn't have a camera. but I'm gonna get that picture because it just really said a lot about that particular thing right there. You know, what we're missing.
Chuck and I went out last year. We were asked to go out to, if you know where Walnut Grove is, and off 63rd there in Andreessen, going west. They've since, I think, put in sidewalks. There was nothing there, and there were ditches, significant ditches, right beside the road. And that's what kids had to walk to school on that road. There was no place to go if two cars were coming at you. And that's not unusual. So these are incredibly important things that we want our leaders to be thinking about and planning for all of us. And then these are marketplace ideas that we want them to be, things that we want both the counselors and we are throwing in to have skin in the game. We will work with the building industry or whatever to help facilitate.
Have a task of humanity.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, if I may say, ask the school bus drivers to get information. Ask them to take some pictures.
Boy, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
That is he said ask the school bus drivers to take pictures. What a fabulous idea.
Oh, yeah.
They know where all the
they know
bodies
where they
are buried.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
Yeah. We can get some intel on that. You know,
I like that a lot.
Yeah. That would tell a lot. Wow.
So with that in mind, do you have any questions?
Is this document available?
It will be. This is a draft of what we are going to be presenting next month. Love to have you come on the 17th to the counselors who will be sitting up here. And Margie will be presenting and we'll be cheering in the background.
It's the Clark County Council meeting and we've been invited to it, so it's their meeting and it's our annual meeting with them. So. And they asked us what we thought, so we're going to tell.
Marjorie, what will be the format of that meeting? Is it going to be a workshop format or is it going to be their formal meeting?
It's a formal meeting in here.
Okay.
It'll be set up in a rectangular workshop setting here.
Oh, okay.
And it will be televised by CBTV.
Mm-hmm. We'll be interspersed with the council.
You're going to get cozy.
Okay, thank you. I had thought maybe they were all going to be.
I think last time they were at the up here and we were on the sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now five of them.
Well, the last time I had Stuart set it next to me.
Steve?
No.
Jeannie.
Oh, Jeannie.
No, Jeannie.
Here.
So, if there are no other public comments, are there any comments from commissioners?
Yeah, this is one short meeting.
That was wonderful.
It is. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mayor.
Very good. Thank you.